Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast titled Chocolate Making Latte. I will be teaching you guys how to making the best chocolate of different kinds that you have ever had before. Enjoy the fun. On this episode today, we will be discussing about traditional chocolate making. Making chocolate the conventional manner may be performed at domestic, even though it's a prolonged and worried manner. If you need to pursue making homemade chocolate as an interest and it's crucial to you to make all your chocolate from scratch, you could do this. However, you'll want a few specialized system and a variety of time in your hands. Some people surely do experience making chocolate from scratch, so that you ought to provide conventional chocolate creating an attempt to see if it's an interest which you are interested by pursuing. Using a conventional manner to make chocolate domestic has numerous steps. 1. Choosing the beans. Chocolate is crafted from cacao beans, so while you first start off making chocolate the conventional manner, you want to begin with a few excessive excellent cacao beans. There are providers at the internet that promote one-of-a-kind forms of cacao beans in many one-of-a-kind rate levels, so in case you are seeking out complete cacao beans, it isn't too tough to discover them. 2. Roasting the beans. Cacao beans want to be roasted similar to espresso beans. You can roast them at domestic on a cookie sheet inside the oven in case you watch them cautiously, or you should buy a specialized cacao bean roaster for at domestic use in case you're going to pursue conventional sweet making as an interest. The beans are normally roasted for as low as 5 minutes or as many as 35 minutes, relying at the sort of bean and the taste that you need to achieve. 3. Getting the chocolate out. After the beans are roasted, you want to crack open the outer shell of the bean to get the chocolate. This is internal out. There are numerous approaches to do that at domestic. You can lay the beans in an unmarried sheet on a counter or on a baking sheet and use a hammer to crack the shells open. Then use a blow dryer on a low placing to blow the hulls of the beans far from the chocolate, or you could use a juicer to accomplish the equal goal. This step may be very messy, so make certain which you have a mop and bucket and plenty of smooth up element status by. 4. Grinding and refining the chocolate. Now you want to grind the chocolate down as exceptional as feasible. If you're going to do that at domestic, many professional chocolate makers advise the use of an excessive excellent juicer to grind the chocolate. After the chocolate has all been floured as finely as feasible, you want to feature milk, sugar, preservatives, or something else which you're making plans on including to the chocolate to decorate the taste. Once the entirety is blended with the opposite components, the chocolate will want to be agitated slowly, however constantly. This manner may want to take into 12 hours to get the chocolate to precisely the proper consistency. Experts advise the use of a stand mixer on a low placing to refine the chocolate. 5. Tempering the chocolate. Once the chocolate has been completely subtle, it desires to be tempered earlier than you could use it. Tempering chocolate at domestic may be a very complex manner, however in case you need to cheat a touch and accelerate the manner, you can use a microwave to mood your homemade chocolate. Once the chocolate is tempered and is smooth, tough and vibrant, it's equipped for use or eaten. Thanks for tuning into this delicious episode. Hope to see you next time.